FCUM Radio.
FC Music United.
Thinking, Ben.
What do you mean, Mav?
A new jingle.
A new jingle?
A new jingle.
Friday night shindig.
Yeah, that's done.
Pre-recorded on a Thursday.
Done. Check. Now, just, you know, liven up a bit. I've not got out.
Yeah, you've still got Steve Wood's jingle to do, which you've been promising him for weeks.
What was that again? Take that.
Take that. Not I Want You Back.
It Million was, Love Songs.
Not Million Love Songs. It might be.
Back for Good.
Back for Good.
Yeah, that is I Want You Back. You think about the same
back
thing.
Back for Wood.
Back for Wood, that's right. And I've got
just come up with that now.
I've got to
that's
write.
Brilliant.
I've got to
write that down.
I've got to rewrite all the lyrics.
I want you back. I want you back. I want you back, Steve Wood.
Right.
Welcome back to FC Live, okay, halftime just... show. Here is Stephen Wood. Yeah, back for Wood.
Whenever I'm wrong, just give me a stat and I'll stuff it. I just want you back, Steve Wood. Something like that?
Yeah.
What's he known for these days? Give me some facts about Steve Wood.
He likes James.
Good.
He swore blind he'd never go watch Lee Rugby League again, but then as soon as Toronto came to town, front row seat. Lee Sports Village is where the Lee Centurions play.
Sorry, hang on, this is too much. Lee Centurions, who were they?
Who were they? The Rugby League side, Mav.
Oh, Northern Rugby League.
Northern Rugby League? How middle class are you, Mav? Yeah, that's right.
I just enjoy one. What was that about Toronto?
He swore blind he'd never go watch a Lee match ever again. As soon as Toronto come for the first game of the season, Steve Wood got a ticket. Got to watch my beloved Lee.
Right.
He eats pies but doesn't eat the crust.
Pies but not the crust? How does he get into the side of the contents?
Oh, no, he eats the top bit but not the bits around it.
Pies, no crust, Steve
Which
Wood.
Is stupid because that's the best bit. No, he eats the filling.
Simple, mate, innit? What else?
He's been christened the salad cream. Apparently, FC Live at halftime without Steve Wood is like a salad without any form of salad cream or dressing.
Sorry, what?
Somebody said, not going to name names, somebody said...
That when Steve's not there,
it's like a salad without salad cream.
So it's worse.
Yes.
So it's better when Steve Wood's there.
Yes.
It's a very strong, positive statement to share. I like that.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It is nice.
I mean, it's also very negative toward the rest of you.
Oh, yeah, I feel worthless.
Sure, just don't say out loud, mate. But, you know, at the same time, at least Steve's got some fans. A fan. At least he's got some support.
Mm-hmm.
A support.
Yeah.
Not as support.
No.
A support.
Yes.
Anything else to mention about Steve Wood? Once you back, Steve Wood?
He's got...
I'll write it from the perspective of the person that made the salad cream comment.
Yes.
I think that's the best way to go about
this. I
think
so, yep.
How would you describe Steve Wood's tone?
Reassuringly northern.
I mean, not a lot rhymes with reassuringly northern, but I do like that as the subtext of the song.
Watch
your back, Steve Wood, just to be
reassuring. Oh, Trips on Glue. He did a book called Trips on Glue.
Trips on Glue.
You got a copy?
Yeah, loads.
Trips on Glue. It was a story.
What was this book about?
It was the story of FC United during the Unibond years. That's why it's called Trips on Glue. Unibond. It's a sealant.
Glue years. I'll just write glue. I'm sure I remember Unibond.
Right.
I'll get working on that. How much? We've done 3.5 minutes, mate. So this is the Friday Night Shindig here on FCUM Radio. Radio for FC United of Manchester. And we're discussing jingles. Now, Ben, aside from Steve Wood, I do think this show needs something new.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a while since...
Mav, we've rejigged the whole thing. It's only been about 3 shows since we rejigged it.
So let's refresh it yet again with a new jingle. I mean, I can put music on them later and stuff like that, jazz it up. But,
okay.
You know. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Mav.
What are you listening to?
You?
That's right. It's the Friday Night Shindig with Ben and Mav. There's one. Should we try another?
Okay.
All right, Ben.
Hi, Mav.
What are you doing?
I'm doing a radio show.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it's the greatest thing ever. It's Ben and Mav on FCM Radio, the Friday Night Shindig. Ha-ha.
Oh, yeah.
Was the
right.
Ha-ha too much?
Yeah.
Smidgen.
A smidgen.
Smidgen too.
Smidgen. Anyway,
one more,
okay.
Bonjour.
What?
Bonjour, ça va?
I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, très bien, merci. Très bien. Qu'est-ce que tu fais maintenant?
It's the radio with Ben and Mav.
Is it? No, I didn't.
It's not the radio one. Either. It's not actually technically a radio, is it? It's more like a...
I suppose it depends.
It's a computer, if anything. Or it's, a phone device.
Maybe someone's got a computer that looks like a radio and they go, oh, look at the old wireless there. And they make that stupid joke, even though it's very modern.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Dressed up like the old... It's like that pub in the Northern Quarter, Abel and Haywood. I'm going to call them out on this, right? Not perfectly fine pub, but they've painted it to make it look old.
Yeah, the one on the corner near the multi-story car park.
Yes, Salita, near the multi-story, yeah, all that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's painted to look older than it is.
But I like that.
No, Ben, just paint it.
No, I was. I'm going to call you out on this, Mav. It's just
called them out. You can't call out a caller.
It's just at the back of...
Salita?
It's in between Thomas Street, innit, and the Tesco.
Yeah.
Right. So there's a pub on the corner there, which used to be a clothes shop, I think, and... It closed down, was boarded up, and someone bought it, and they've rejigged it, so it looks like a pub from the Victorian era that's been there for years, like the Hare and Hound.
They haven't done a good enough job, mate.
I think they've done a good job. I think they have.
If I can spot that's old-looking paint as opposed to paint, then I'm not... I don't have an eye
for
this.
They've done a good job, considering it was just a corner unit.
As soon as you add the word considering to the end of any kind of sentence like that, you've thrown away all credibility, you know.
It's not my credibility I'm throwing away.
I really liked Hugh Jackman, considering... You know, it's whatever you say after that, it's not good, is it?
The world's greatest showman. Mm. Doesn't look good, that.
No, it doesn't. I do like his variety, though. He's done a lot of stuff.
He's brave.
He was in Eddie the Eagle film, wasn't he?
He was in The Guardian...
of the Galaxy.
Not The Guardians of the Galaxy. There was another one. The Guardians, I think it was called.
Guardians?
Yeah, he played the Easter Bunny.
I'm sorry, what now?
He played the Easter Bunny.
You're listening to FCO
Liam
Radio.
Hardy
Radio
was in
for
it.
FC
it was quite
United
good.
Of Manchester. This is the Friday Night Shindig with Ben and Mav. Ben, who are we going to be speaking to?
Coming up in this week's show, because FC United are travelling to Telford tomorrow. Can't wait.
Yay.
Coming up, we're going to be talking to Tom Greaves. We've also got Swampy, who'll be coming on the show. At time of recording, we're not sure what time Swampy's going to be coming onto
that's
the show.
Exciting, then, isn't it?
It might be the first hour of the show. It might be the second half hour of the show. It's just difficult to assess.
Either the first hour or the second half hour. Mm-hmm. Ben, your time structures are confusing.
The third half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We are going to be
able to.
Could
be one of the first two half an hours, but maybe in the third half hour.
Some point in the show, we'll be hearing from Swampy.
Could be in the final 2 15-minute sections.
The problem we've got is he's recording the national non-league show.
We're national.
Well, we're
you
international.
You listen to us in Swansea.
So anyway, he's doing that, and he's finished that show now. So hopefully we'll be hearing from him in the next 20 minutes or so, but don't hold your breath. We've also got Tom Greaves, and we're also going to be hearing from BBC Radio Shropshire's Stephen Humbles.
I've not actually brought any football talk to the table this week, Ben, which is a shame. It's good job we got all these interviews in.
Yeah.
Because I can do some football research and then just...
Well, we could talk about United if you want.
What about United?
Well, I'm... Right. My son, he's 6 years old, Mav.
Yes, mate.
And I'm trying my best. We live in a heavily city-esque area. Of the conurbation.
Yeah.
And I'm trying my best here to make sure he grows up right.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's difficult, Mav. Because
when you say right, do you mean red?
Yeah.
Right.
It's difficult. You know, right said red? No?
I don't think so, because your son doesn't look like right said Fred, therefore I don't think the pun works.
No, it doesn't work.
I think if he looked like a weird little right said Fred... You'd be absolutely fine to say right said red.
He's not even got curly hair like the awkward looking guitarist.
No, he doesn't do the walk.
No.
Do my little walk on the
anyway,
dance floor.
Back to the point. I'm trying to make sure he grows up a red in a very city dominated era of football. And it's difficult,
tricky,
Mav.
Tricky, mate, tricky.
I was speaking to my...
Have you discussed Middlesbrough with him?
I was speaking to my better half this past week, and I was saying, you know, think of the great United sides we grew up with.
Think of them.
And now we've got this. And it's not a bad team. There's some cracking players there. You know, De Gea is arguably one of the greatest goalkeepers United's ever had.
Arguably.
But I would say that match against Seville on Wednesday... When was it? When did United play? Was it Wednesday? On Wednesday was horrendous, Mav.
Yeah.
Dylan watched... United against Tottenham a couple of weeks ago. That was boring. This game finished 0-0, and I was trying to explain to him. I suppose it's right. You know, like Rude Hullett said, sexy football.
Sexy football, mate.
Right? United, it's got to the stage now where I'm trying to explain to a six-year-old the benefits of the away goal and how it's really important that United didn't slip up in this game and just got a solid result. I then had an in-depth conversation about the toils of travelling to far-off places and how it's difficult to get up for a game. And how, you know, there is an advantage to the home team. So to go to Seville and get a 0-0 draw, it's very beneficial for United. And Mourinho has played a very clever game there, Dylan. It's good. It's good stuff what he's done there, isn't it? Eh?
Wait.
No.
Right.
And I got him to actually say, because he said to me, he said, why do teams play badly away from home? And I said, well, think about it. You know, they've got 3 hours of travelling on a plane, then they've got to stay in a hotel, so and they've got to play a football match against a team who hasn't done all that. He went, good point, Daddy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's assuring,
isn't it? I know, but that's not what football should be about. A six-year-old should just watch a game of football and go, I'm inspired by that. Not have a flip, not have some kind of, you know, flip chart pulled out on the benefits of the away goals rule.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, maybe, Ben, it's time to let him find his own path.
Stop
forcing him to watch a team which, in your own words, is a little bit rubbish at the moment.
I can't do that, Matt, because he'll end up a City fan, and we all know this, right?
Maybe he just won't be into football.
No, he plays football, so he will. He will be into football. His dad's a commentator for a football radio station. Yeah. I've tried rugby. Every time I take him to Swinton, they get...
It would be the ultimate, wouldn't it? If Dylan started following City and you carried on growing up, fathering this radio station, as you will, into your grey days, and
dear
good...
Right,
I mean, imagine that, right? But good grief, you'd
still be here.
It'd still be scandal still be on the
here.
Paper.
Just because it's convenient to you. I like routine, Ben.
He's not wrong. I mean, it'd be easier because I get a stand of stair lift upstairs instead. I mean, that wasn't an easy sentence to smash out, but I did. Ben, let's have a football interview.
Okay, so on Saturday, FC United will be travelling to Telford. It's quite an important game this, Matt, because Telford are currently third bottom in the league. They're 6 points behind FC United, but FC United play 3 games more than Telford.
Oh.
So it's very, very important, this game. And FC United don't do well at Telford, ordinarily. Never. It's one of the places we
tricky
don't do
place
well.
To go, Ben. Tricky place to go. You ever been to Telford?
Yes. Unfortunately, I have,
tricky
Marv.
To get there, isn't it?
It is. Not because of the town. Never actually been to the town. But the stadium is lovely. It's one of the best press sections going. Cracking view.
I meant the concept of Telford. It's very tricky to get into the concept of Telford.
Oh, just the general idea of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, just go to Birmingham, turn right, and there it is. I like the stadium. I like the stadium.
I've not been to the stadium.
It's lovely. It's.
How are the pies?
How do they compare? Do they do pies?
How do they compare on the?
I think they do pies.
Surely it's a non-league ground.
Why? Well, I'm off the pies at the moment.
I know.
Oh, actually, no. I had a pie on Tuesday. I can't lie.
You can.
Okay, Mav. I've not had a pie this week, even though I had one on Tuesday.
Well, that's not lying, is it?
So anyway, on Thursday evening, I caught up with BBC Radio Shropshire's Steve Humbles to find out what life is like at the moment at Telford going into this game.
So, AFC Telford United against FC United this weekend. And joining us now, it's BBC Radio Shropshire's and the Telford Journal's Stephen Humbles joins us now. Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Hi, Ben. Well, thanks.
What have you made of Telford's season since we last saw you at New Buckshead in the FA Cup?
Well, a lot's happened, obviously, and you have to look at the league table to see that. And obviously, last time FC United came to Telford were riding high, really. They were playing some good football. They were on the verge of going into the FA Cup first round. They did go into the FA Cup first round, of course, by beating yourselves. And they were on the fringes of the playoffs as well. And it's all been downhill ever since, if I'm completely honest, from that point on. Various things have gone on. A little bit of tinkering with the squad by the manager in terms of team selection. A few players have lost form. But also as well, that they've struggled throughout the season to address a couple of key problems that they've had. Problems defensively, conceding poor goals, which have caught up with them. And I think probably similarly to FC United as well, if you think back towards the end of Carl Margenson's reign at the club, when they had quite a young side who liked to play quite good football, but perhaps just lacked that little bit of bite, that little bit of physicality that you need in this division. I think Telford, during the winter months, with the pitches getting poorer, have been found out a little bit. And it's been a real struggle, just 2 wins from the last 14 now in the league.
But And a lot of people on the FC forums have mentioned this as well. Currently, the gap to 15th placed FC United and that third relegation spot where Telford is at the moment is just your 6 points. And Telford have three games in hand. So, but then the response to that is you've got to win those games in hand first.
Exactly.
But this is why this weekend's game is so important for both clubs.
Yeah, you've got to win them. You're right. They've certainly got the games. And I don't think anyone at Telford will be pressing the panic button just yet. They've still got to play most of the bottom half of the table. The other point to make is they've had certainly over Christmas and New Year, they had a really tough run of fixtures. Their December-January calendar literally consisted of Kidderminster twice, Harrogate, Salford, Brackley, York. So they had a really tough run of games. And the problem is they're not in the habit of winning games at the moment. They've been on a really poor run. They played Tamworth last week, who I thought were poor on the day, and really Telford should have had enough about them to win it. They were ahead twice in the game. But where they've lacked, I talked about the defensive problems that they've had. They've also lacked a bit of experience and a bit of nous at times. I think that's been a big problem for them because they've got such a young team. And again, you could see last week against Tamworth, even when they were ahead twice, they didn't quite know almost how to go on and win the game. And I guess that comes partly from having such a young squad and also the fact that they've been used to not winning in recent months. So, yeah, you're quite right. There's absolutely no need to panic. Lots of points to play for. They've got to play most of the teams down towards the bottom of the league at home. So, it's very much within Telford's gift to get themselves up that table and get themselves up to mid-table. But you're quite right. They've got to go and win them.
And that's the thing. I mean, it's not just FC United who have moved more than one win away from Telford United, but there's Leamington, there's Darlington, there's Alfreton, there's Tamworth, as you said, there's Curzon Ashton. You could even throw in Southport into the mix, all within touching distance of Telford United if they win the games in hand. And this is the most intriguing thing about this season for my money in the National League North. The fact that for ages now under Tom Greaves, FC United have been like 7 points in the playoffs and 7 points from the relegation zone. It's just been epic, hasn't it? What have you made of it?
Yeah, well, really, it's been incredibly tight. And I mentioned the playoffs at the start of the conversation, but joking aside, going back to that time when FC came to Telford back in October in the FA Cup, you know, we were looking up towards that to the top seven, clearly with the expanded playoff zone now. And I think Telford were only perhaps eighth or ninth in the league at that point. I know they went to North Ferriby the week after they played yourselves in the FA Cup, won their 2-0. I think they were a point off the playoffs that night. So it just shows how tight it is. You're quite right. A couple of wins, they could suddenly find themselves, maybe not looking at the playoffs clearly, but certainly find themselves looking at the top half of the table, which puts a real different complexion on it. So I suppose there'll be lots of sides such as FC and many others will be looking a little bit nervously over their shoulders as well. So it's all to play for, isn't it? And the key thing at this stage of the season, I suppose, is just going and getting results. And the problem Telford have at the moment is confidence. But equally, if they can go and get that win, sadly they couldn't do it at Tamworth last week, where, as I say, they conceded another late goal, 94th minute equaliser last Saturday. But they can just go and get that win and get a little bit of momentum going for them again, then I do believe they've got enough quality in the squad to get themselves up towards that mid-table position. It's just, as I say, a case of getting a little bit of belief, a little bit of confidence amongst the group, and also perhaps just adding that little bit of experience and that little bit of nous, really, in what's a very young team.
Now, Stephen, just before we go, you have kindly given up your time to come on the Friday Night Shindig, so it's only it's only fair we allow you free rein to plug BBC Radio Shropshire's coverage this weekend. It'll be better than ours, to be fair, if you're a Telford fan anyway, that's for sure. And you work for the Telford Journal. Just give it all a good plug, Stephen.
Yeah, well, we cover every game, as I know you do. And you'll know as well as me, Ben, that covering, providing commentary on football at national north level is difficult, isn't it? Let's be honest. You know, some of these places that you go to, the facilities are pretty woeful at some of the grounds. And, you know, getting a signal just to be able to broadcast at some of these stadiums is not easy. So, yeah, it's difficult, but I enjoy it. We do every game, as I say. We go home and away. We'll be on air 2 till 6 on Saturday, as ever. And, I look forward to seeing you on Saturday afternoon, as always.
Stephen Humbles there from BBC Radio Shropshire and the Telford Journal. A big thank you for coming on this week's show. And we'll might get him on. It'll be off for one more cup of coffee tomorrow afternoon. Because he's good insight there into the opposition tomorrow. And, you know, all the teams down the lower half of the table, all trying to get out of the relegation battle. It's very, very exciting, man.
It's a dramatic climax to the season, Ben. We're just in February.
Mm-hmm.
Good
grief. Did you watch the Brits?
Did I?
Watch the Brits.
What are the Brits, Ben?
They're an awards ceremony to celebrate British music, Mav.
Is that what they're for?
No. It's to have MasterCard plastered all over the place. Okay, right. But anyway, coming up very shortly, we're going to be hearing from Tom Greaves. And we've also got later on, I can confirm, that coming up in about 40 minutes' time, or for podcast listeners, in about 10 minutes, we'll be hearing from the one, the only, from the National Non-League show, Swamper.
Swamper.
Yeah. And you can ask him about this National Non-League show business.
I'll get to the nuggets of the matter, Ben. Sure.
It annoys me.
Ben.
Yes.
Here's something for you.
I mean, I do the Northern Premier League show, right?
You really want to talk about this, don't you?
He does the non-league show, which covers all leagues. I accept that, Marv, but he doesn't have to keep saying the National Non-League show. It really gets to me.
Why does it get to you so much?
Because it's called the Non-League Football Show. It's all a good show.
What's yours called?
The NPL show.
And theirs is called?
The non-league show.
And yours is called?
The NPL show.
It's very close, isn't it?
Well, not really.
I mean, what if I wanted to listen to yours, which was the...
The NPL show.
And I searched for the Northern National... What was it?
The non-league
national
show.
Northern League show.
No, the non-league show. This is a confusing thing. There's already a national...
Very confused.
This is the confusing thing, right? Luke, our friend from 26-0, he's done a show now called...
He won 26-0?
No, he supports a football club called Hyde United, who once got beat 26-0.
That's a shame.
So their radio station is called 26-0, right? It's a bit self-deprecating.
Sad,
but, you know, they pull it off quite well.
Sad, Luke.
But anyway, Luke Edwards, he does a show.
Is he a nice guy?
Yeah, he is. He's lovely.
A bit morose, a bit sad.
No, he's
a bit sad inside because the 26-0 thing, or is it like...
I don't think they were alive then.
He's worked through it, he's not repressed it
anymore. I think as a club, they celebrate the fact it's a badge of honour for them.
All right.
So, Luke, he does the National League podcast.
Yeah.
Right. I do the Northern Premier League podcast. Swampy does the non-league show. But he insists on calling it the National Non-League Show. Even though there's a National League podcast. These are issues we need to address on this week's show. Because it's gone on for far too long.
I mean, this whole bit, Ben, has gone on for far too long.
This is worse than Brexit.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's up there. I mean, in the amount of rage it's currently causing me.
I think...
I'm angry with how much time we've dedicated to the discussion of whatever the hell they're all called, Ben. And I've forgotten all of the names. The National Non-League Northern podcast.
Exactly. How are we all going to succeed and benefit non-league football when all this is going on?
I know what we're going to do.
What?
We're going to call an extraordinary meeting.
We should get all three of us on and nail
everybody
this.
Everybody together in a room, circular table. They're very important. Get a circular table because then everyone can see everybody. And everyone can see. Someone sat in a corner pulling up. Hey, I'm here for the corner.
Hello. I'm from the semi-professional show. Do you know who we are?
I saw the semi-professional football show. I saw it on my iTunes. Never listened to it, but it's there, whatever it is.
Well, I mean, that's...
I'm assuming it's a non-league show.
It's a ringing endorsement, isn't it?
Well, good on them.
Yeah.
Hello, we're from the Ryman's podcast. What? Who? Is that a Cockney accent you have?
What's happening with Silent P Vimto at the moment?
What do you mean? Why we drop them?
Yeah, well...
They've dropped subs.
What's the latest?
Well, they've...
I figured that wasn't going to be the end of the story, Ben.
They've jumped into bed with Salford City, despite all the free publicity we've given them over the years.
And they know about it.
Well, they've given us free Vimto cans in the past. And, you know, they've gone, good on you, pat on the head, keep up the good work. But they've decided that the class of 92 is too enticing for them. Even though I would strongly suggest, Marv, that a show like this, the Glorious Friday Night Shindig, the National Glorious Friday Night Shindig, or the Glorious FC Live, are more in tune with the branding of Vimto than corporate Salford City is. I mean, I like the people at Salford City. You know,
you do. You've said it before, yeah.
You know, my French teacher's on the committee there, and you know, Will Moorcroft, he's a sound lad, and Jono and Bernard, great people to talk to. I've got no problem with Salford. I've got a problem with Vimto jumping into bed with them. Math. FC Live.
Have you written them a letter?
No. I just let them go on with it. I've dropped hints to Bar.
Put some water in it and say these are tears.
I've dropped hints to AG Bar that maybe, you know, they should, because, you know, Iron Brew and that kind of thing.
Can we send him to a sad letter?
It would. I think any letter to them from us, in whatever guise, be it angry, sad, happy, would be in itself a sad piece of correspondence.
Only if it was so sad in itself, the fact that we were sending it made it funny.
I mean, to be fair to Vimto, I think Vimto was created in Salford. All right, fine.
You know,
whatever.
They realise that sometimes Swampy gets carried away on our broadcast, so they can't probably, you know, put their name to that because he's going to call out somebody at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, York will get angry again, or whoever it was in the past.
Chester.
Whoever. They're all the same. Oh, it's probably stuff like that that happens.
So, shall we speak to Tom Greaves?
Oh, can we, Ben?
So, on Friday lunchtime, here's hoping, because I've got a football match to commentate on Friday night. So, I'm hoping I can get Tom Greaves on Friday. Friday lunchtime, I caught up with Tom Greaves with squad news and maybe, just maybe, a new signing.
What?
So, welcome to the show, Tom. First things first, big news this afternoon, a new signing from Bolton Wanderers, Jeff King. Can you tell us more about him?
Yeah, he can play in midfield or forward. He's been getting goals for them, so hopefully he can come in and help us get a few goals. Jack and Tom have been watching him a few times, been more than impressed with him, so we're giving him a chance and hopefully he can ease our goal scoring issues.
Now, obviously, he's played a couple of games for Bolton Wanderers' first team, but predominantly he's been playing in the under-23s, but he's got a good pedigree when it comes to non-league football as well.
Yeah, and I think that's important when you come in. Some players can come out of the pro game and think that non-league is going to be an absolute breeze, and it's never the case. It's a good standard of football. So for him to have that experience already, he's coming into the team knowing all about it, so he's ready to go for it.
And it obviously follows on from the Stockport County performance. And for me, looking on, it looked like we dominated midfield last Saturday. We spoke about the prospects of having Glyn, Irwin, Racky and Kale in midfield. I think it worked quite well, to be honest. The through balls, though, we did lack a bit of bite in the penalty area. Is that something that Jeff King's come in to address?
Yeah, fingers crossed, Jeff. He can get on the end of the balls that Kieran plays in. In them little one-on-one situations, like you said, I think we did dominate in the midfield. I probably thought we edged the game and were the better team, to be honest. We just didn't have that firepower in front of goal. So hopefully, going into tomorrow's game, we'll have that and we can go get the points over there.
Now, how's training been this week then? Because obviously, this game tomorrow it's a weird one, isn't it? Because Telford, they're 6 points back, but they have the games in hand. It's easier said than done, though. They have to win those games in hand. That's the first thing to say. But how's training been for preparations going into this game, this important match tomorrow?
Yeah, it's been good. We had the little game with the RAF the other night for the lads who've not been playing a lot to keep them ticking over. The other lads did some light stretching sessions and a little bit of fitness work with Jack. A bit of old school stuff in the stands and things like that. And then we had a good session last night, good high tempo session, and then working on a little bit of shape as well. So, yeah, good. We've prepared well for it. And like you say, it's a big 6-pointer there. They're right down there as well. So we know it's going to be an absolute battle again.
And when it comes to personnel, I think, I've lost track of all this, but I think Zach Corbett is backed. He's ready for selection tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, he is, good. But it's not good. He took a knock in training, so he's unavailable again, which is a huge disappointment because he's been good as Zach, and he's trained well while he's been suspended. So we're looking forward to getting him back involved, but not to be this week. Hopefully, he'll be ready for next week.
And yourself as well. You obviously, I've said you know you've been feeling it in recent weeks. Where are you up to?
Yeah, feeling okay. Had a little bit of time against the RAF and then trained last night as well. So hopefully my hamstring's all sorted now and we're good to go.
And anyone else who'll be a doubt tomorrow? Obviously, Wisdom and Logan are out for a while. But anyone else who might be missing tomorrow?
Yeah, Terrell Palmer took a knock on his calf. He's got a dead calf. He's just one of them. There's pretty much nothing you can do about them. It's not going to be a long-term injury or anything. He's just got a knock and he's feeling it a little bit, so he's probably pushed for Saturday, but again, we'll be right for next week.
And Crawford as well. Crawford missed, obviously, selection on Saturday. Where's he at?
Yeah, he's trained well, to be fair, and he'll be coming back into the squad this week.
And finally, Baird. Obviously, Sam Baird, he pulled up in pre-match warm-up on Saturday. Where's he up to?
Yeah, he's trained Tuesday and Thursday, so he's absolutely fine. It was a knock on his Achilles, I think he got against Hyde, and he said he felt all right, and then he struggled in the warm up, so he had to pull out. So he's good now, ready to go. He's trained Tuesday and Thursday, and he's back in team selection.
Excellent news. Now, Tom, just a closing thought then about tomorrow's match. We've never done well at the new Buckshead Stadium. It's one of them places. It's a lovely ground and everything, but we just can't seem to play there. What's your game plan not to do their team talk for them?
pretty much tell them that, and it's a record that we've got. We've got to get rid of. We've got to wipe. End of the day, these are the games. If we want to stay in this league, these are the games that we've got to win. So it's, again, I keep saying it to the lads, it's probably the biggest one since I've been in charge, because they just keep coming bigger and bigger. But these are the teams that we really, really need to take points off. So we won't be going out there to try and nick a draw or anything. We'll be going for the win.
Tommy, Tom, Tom, Tommy, Tom, 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 that's how it goes. Tommy, Tom, Tom, Tommy, Tom, Tom, everyone knows. Tommy, Tom, Tom, Tommy, Tom, Tom, he is really good at football.
And management.
Tom, 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 and management. Yeah, sorry.
FC United against Telford coming your way tomorrow on FC Radio.
Turn the heating off, mate.
It's a bit hot, isn't it? You're wearing middle management jumper. I'm wearing my little hippie jumper. It's all happening here. Anyway, FC Live tomorrow afternoon, 2:30 start. It's Telford United against FC United of Manchester. And speaking of FC Live, we'll be catching up with Swampy very soon to find out his thoughts going into Saturday's match. But I'm now all on my own in the studio, and as Marv has already alluded to, it's very hot in here. Okay, good. So you're listening to the Friday Night Shindig here on FCUM Radio, half an hour into the show. So just a polite reminder, this show is not live. We're pre-recording this on Thursday, so please do not get in touch. I repeat, please do not get in touch. But if you have to get in touch with us, you can do at station@fcumradio.co.uk, or of course via Twitter at FCUMRadio. Just to add, we're not live because we're doing a special broadcast over on North Manchester FM on Friday evening. We're covering the Saturday Challenge Trophy final between East Manchester and Avro, all part of our weekly show MFL Weekly, where we celebrate the Manchester Football League, and that commentary will be on North Manchester FM on Friday night. So
I wanted to get a drink or something, but I couldn't land on anything, mate. Feeling restless. Tell you what, everybody, that there, Ben can fill. You can fill, mate. You.
Who's Phil?
I mean, you can fill. You can fill. You've clearly had to do that a lot on FC Live over the years. He will just talk if he needs to.
No, I'm not that good at it.
I think you're very good.
It's not that good at it. I'm not that good at it. I'm not. I was nearly at the bottom of the barrel there. I was about to chisel my way into the bottom of the barrel.
You knew I was coming. I could have stayed downstairs for another 10 minutes. I'd have been fine.
Yeah.
Absolutely fine. Now, Ben, I've got a story for you.
Okay.
I've got a story for you, my friend. Do you remember, I told you about the time. Do you remember I once went to that shop on Market Street, and there was that pair of shoes there. I got £5. They originally
TK Maxx.
No. It doesn't matter about which shop it was.
Clarks.
£5, and they were originally £100.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, pair of shoes £5. So, arguably more impressive than that, Ben, Sunderland Football Club. I don't know if you're aware. They're the Northeast club. They were originally quoting themselves as £150 million worth of club.
Yep.
They're now willing to give that away for free. So I know you like an investment, mate. I thought I'd mention it to you in case you thought you'd give that a bit of a go.
The problem with this is
it costs you nothing to get a football club. You've always wanted a football club.
I've got a football club.
Oh.
I think the problem is with this story is the fact that I get the impression when Sunderland had Niall Quinn as its chief exec that they were a bit more with it when it comes to the supporters and that kind of thing.
Unfortunately, this kind of just supports my general theory that they should have stopped football at the millennium. Just stopped it. United win the treble, last thing that happens.
I'd sell for that.
Fine, it just stop all football.
It was a bit sad after that because we never reached that level of greatness again. I know we won the European Cup after that, but I just...
I suppose, like, you know, a real...
No one reached a peak after that. Dwight York and Andy Cole never played a season together like that.
People would quote the Liverpool final European final is like one of those great moments, and there's lots of other great moments, but I just generally think if they'd finished football at the millennium, we'd all remembered it incredibly positively. Not finished football, just stopped all the top leagues. Just stopped it all.
What, and then do the European League and have done with it at that point?
Yeah.
All these conversations. Well, where does it leave Leeds United? Look where they are now. Look where they are now.
What do you mean, all these conversations?
I remember back in the late 90s, when Leeds United were a thing, right?
are still a thing. They're reinventing badges and stuff.
I know. We mention Leeds United a lot, don't we? We should stop this. But, you know, they always used to say, oh, that'd be horrendous for Leeds United. Or even worse, they would have been included and they wouldn't have gone through this joyful period they've had. Mm. And where would that have left City? Because at that point, they were in Division 2?
I just think...
League 1, whatever it's called.
It wouldn't
then.
Have got as crazy as it's got, Ben.
No, you're right. It wouldn't have got as crazy as
it's
got.
I can't remember why we're talking about that, but you were talking about something in the 90s. Oh, yeah, Sunderland, yeah.
So, basically, the news on Thursday is the fact that owner Ellis Short is prepared to give Sunderland away for free if a buyer can be found to take on the Championship club's substantial debts. According to the last published figures, the debts now stand at about £137 million.
Bang, biggity, bang, bang, bang.
And obviously, you know, we can look at the Premier League.
I mean, that's
and the
nice of him, isn't it? He'll give it away for free as long as someone takes on the £137 million of debt. Arguably, Ben, it's not taking it on for free.
No, it's just wiping the slate clean, isn't it?
Off you go, Ellis.
I mean, you off know, you he could just give it to the supporters.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The homeless? Could give it to the homeless.
What, the stadium alight?
Yeah.
I think the problem comes, the model is bust. And, you know, as a fan of supporter ownership, you can't even go, well, supporter ownership clubs, that's the way to go, because, you know, FC's had its problems recently, and Chester are going through their problems too. I just think the game's messed
broken.
Up.
Yeah, game's broken back.
From top to bottom.
Yep.
And you know, if you go on the forum, you can see discussions about the ownership model at Bradford Park Avenue and what they're going through. It's and Hartlepool United. It's not good times.
No, I mean, arguably the only football club in the world that's still running itself properly is Middlesbrough. I mean, that's
so.
Is it still Gibson?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah. That's good.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Local lad, done well. Yeah. ICI. We I. You're listening to the Friday Night Shindig with Ben and Marv. We're kind of delaying a little bit because we've got Swampy coming up.
Shall we just do Magic of Radio and just say Swampy's coming up next?
What do you mean?
Well, we could fit in Swampy in this bit of the show, even though we record it.
I know exactly what you're saying.
See that?
Oh, here's Swampy!
Hello, Swampy, how are you? Where are you?
I'm outside the pub. Bloody freezing. Oh, this better be worth
it. It's chilly, isn't it, mate? Well, let's not keep you long. Let's just have a quick hello from you. How are you?
I'm not well, but on the same token, I've been better.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's pretty much the same thing twice, you know.
That's a double negative, isn't it? And I can't hear pretty three quarters of things you're going to be saying because I've got flu in my ears.
Okie dokie.
I've got blocks up ears without the mucus.
Hey, take the advice from Simply Red. Holding back the ears.
I heard that, though. Anyone who's trying to sing Simply Red at this time of night, basically, there should be a curfew.
And I want to fall from the stars straight into your
arms. Oh, goodness gracious.
No.
Stick him on a roller coaster, Ben. Stick him on a roller coaster.
Anyway, Swampy, the first...
It could be big to you. It could be big to you.
At the fairground.
On the way. And I'm could be big to you. And I'm could be big to you. That's the song, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, Bob on Swampy. It's a pleasure having you back on the Friday Night Shindig.
Yes, and... It's a parallel universe because we're a day early, but don't worry about that.
Now, Swampy, just before we get to FC United against Telford on Saturday, there's something that I need to get off my chest about...
I've got to do it.
Now, on Tuesday night, we're doing a lovely commentary and a lovely broadcast with 26-0, and Luke Edwards is there. Luke Edwards, the presenter of the National League podcast, yeah?
Yeah.
And you're stood next to Luke, and on your side, you've got Ben there from the NPL show, the Northern Premier League podcast, yeah?
Yeah, Yeah.
And then in the middle of the pair of us is yourself, who does the non-league show.
Yeah.
Why?
I think I'm keeping up with this.
Why do you keep calling it the National Non-League Show? So confusing.
I didn't. Why would it be mentioned in the National League Show when I was talking about, I was commentating on the game of football?
No. Not the National League Show, because that's what Luke does. You always call the non-league show the National Non-League Show.
Swampy, I'll be honest, he's got a real chip on his shoulder about this. He talked about this as soon as we came on the air, and I've got no idea what's going on.
Ben, in fairness, you've not only confused yourself, myself, and all the listeners. To be honest, you're at a point where no one cares. It's like one of those conversation that was like one of those rooms you used to go into when you're watching the Crystal Maze, and you saw the room and went, you know what, I don't care if that bloke doesn't come out.
Next time you do it, I'm going to point it out to you.
You can point it out all you want, Ben, because I've just been on the national radio league show this evening. And I've interviewed the manager of Bromley and Jim Gannon. No, wait, I tell you what, I spent a little bit of time having a good old chinwag to Jim.
How is Jim?
Yeah, oh, he's fantastic. Very professional with Jim as well, all evening. And we agreed on a lot of things, to be honest.
I like Jim Gannon.
We agreed no one cares that it's a National League show, the Northern Premier League show, or indeed anything that you know. Oh, Black Country Radio National League show. Who cares?
So, Swampy.
No one listens. No one listens.
That's the funniest line. Oh, God.
But anyway, we're going to the SC bit.
Anyway.
Oh dear.
Swampy.
Is this the kind of material you require for this show, guys?
Perfect, absolutely. Yeah, it's back on.
I'm sort of in the middle of the street shouting, and people know me that well, they're just ignoring me.
This is the best advert for non-league football that Reddish has ever had.
Well, as I'm actually in Heaton Chapel, TPC Chapel.
Ben,
you need to get over this idea of, like, basically the fact that Heaton Chapel exists. It's a real place, but you basically want to make it Heaton Chapel. Do you want to know something?
Yeah,
I'll tell
you
something else.
Yeah, go on.
Even if, let's say I lived in Reddish, well, you know, many a year ago, Reddish was part of the Heatons. It was called Heaton Reddish. It was one of the five Heatons.
Was.
There you go. So anyway, crack on. I've got beer to drink.
So come on, tell us about the football.
So Telford against FC United on Saturday, Swampy. We have some luck. We've already heard from BBC Radio Shropshire's Steve Humbles about Telford.
Is that National Radio Shropshire?
No, just local radio. Our welcome at Telford's always superb, but FC United never play well there as a team.
Well, it's about time we bloody well did then, isn't it?
Thank you, Swampy.
It's a very simple thing. We need to improve. Telford are below us at the moment in the third bottom, 31 points. And if they beat us, they're going to be 4 points off us, and we need to get results. As simple as that. I think Tom recognises that. The players recognise that. It's about time that we went there and put in a decent shift. And here's the opportunity to do that on Saturday against the team that have been clearly struggling all season. The results haven't gone well for them in the last few games, hence why they're in the bottom three. But FC United can't afford to go there and not come away with something. And I'm not talking about maybe a couple of parties after the game.
What's the safety point mark this season, Swampy? How many points do we need? Or anyone need?
Well, I would suggest 51 points is safe for finishing in 14th position.
Another football tactic idea suggestion to share.
Okay.
10 goalkeepers.
Well, it can't be any worse than a couple of years ago when we had three.
There you go.
See you later, Berkey. Berkey's getting off. Hold on. Berkey wants to say hello to Shindig. Say hello, Berkey, to Shindig Radio.
Hiya, Shindig, everyone.
Hiya, Berkey. Hiya, Berkey.
Oh, is that Ben?
Hello, it's Ben and Marv here.
I can't
hello.
Hear anything. What's going on? It is Ben, yeah. Oh, is it? I can't hear anything anyway.
See, there you go. See, that's the quality of your show. Even Berkey can't hear you.
Yay!
Anyway, Swampy, any closing thoughts before you go?
Any closing thoughts?
Yeah.
I think...
Any clothing
in the
horse?
In the next 3 months, I think you'll find that Tom Greaves has to leave FC United and Manchester because basically he's been a conspiracy theorist and working with the Czech government, and actually he's been a spy. And we'll find out what Tom Brown, ex-FC United, now at Stanley Bridge, wears in bed.
Well, Marv hasn't been following the news this week, so he's awfully confused by the whole thing. He doesn't even know that KFC's been closed this week, Swampy. So,
Ben, the fact that you're mentioning that, Ben,
yes,
is a disgrace to all chickens.
Well, yeah.
Chickens have had a week off.
They haven't, though.
It's about
They're still in the warehouse. They're still in the warehouse.
Time chickens had a week off, and they've had a week off, and I hope it continues.
What's happened to chickens?
We'll get to it later. We'll get to it later. Anyway, thank you for joining us, Swamper, and we'll be speaking to you again on FC Live on Saturday.
Yes, under better circumstances, one would hope. Thanks, boys. All the very best. See you very soon.
Be well, Swamp.
Take care. Bye.
So, I suppose, Ben. This for a while. You remember how this goes? How's your week been?
Well, Marv, my week all started on
Monday.
Saturday, when FC United took on Stockport County at Broadhurst Park. Oh, Stockport won. It was quite boring, really. Well, it wasn't boring. FC United knocked on the door, did a load of good through balls, but we had nothing in the box, Marv.
Oh, mate.
We couldn't get a shot on goal or anything. It was... Yeah. On Sunday, what did I do on Sunday? I didn't really do much on Sunday. Oh, I went out. I had a night out.
I went out. Where'd you go, mate?
I went out round town, Marv. I had a pub crawl with a 5-month pregnant. Well, not, I did this mistake the other day. My wife is 5 months pregnant.
Yeah.
I went out with her around town. So obviously, no drinking.
What problem were you getting yourself into there?
Basically, that I went out with a 5-month pregnant person.
Is this because you're so obsessed with being gender neutral these days that you describe her as a pregnant person?
Yes. That's where we've got to, Mark.
It's society now, Ben.
So we went round First Street. And
I just don't know what to say anymore, Marv. Can I say she's pregnant? I mean, she is pregnant.
We went round. Where did we go? We went round First Street. Some good bars round there. We went to Home. We went to Gorilla, Dog Bowl, the Font Bar, the First Scholar.
You got drunk.
I didn't get drunk, Marv. I can handle my beer. And to Black Dog Ballroom,
yeah,
and all
but
on there.
You had a few beers, and she obviously wasn't drinking anything.
Well, she was on Coca-Cola, so she was pretty wired by the end.
Right.
Thanks
for the invite.
Then on Tuesday, no, my pleasure. And then on Tuesday, I went to Hyde United against South Shields at Ewan Fields in the NPL Division 1 North. Oh, yeah.
Division 1 North, man.
Oh, it's a good game, though.
Yeah,
cracking game. Yeah. You know South Shields? You ever been? Been North East
Lad? Yeah.
Nice club.
I've not been to the football group.
Oh.
No, I've just been to the...
It's a cracking game of football. 1-1 it finished.
Town? South Shield the town? Is it an area?
It's more an area, isn't it, of Newcastle.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Is it south of Newcastle?
Yeah.
Or one of the Shields?
I think so. It's one of the Shields, near South Shields.
Near Whitley Bay.
Yeah, I don't know East Shields. I've not been there.
Well, East Shields is in the sea, surely.
Well, I suppose it depends on where she... sells the seashells.
I've got a question to ask you. Mm. It's an important question. There's a lot of people out there worrying and suffering at the moment in this world, Marv. I saw a woman vox popping on BBC News. I believe that's the term, vox popping, to vox pop.
Mm-hmm. Not body popping.
No, vox popping. Uh-huh. And she said, out of her car window, it's so bad, I've had to go to Burger King.
What's so bad?
KFC, Marv. They've run out of chicken. Are you aware of this? I'm not making this up.
Finally, the world has eaten all the chicken.
No.
Oh.
Chicken exists.
Right. Chicken still exists.
Chickens still exist. And chickens have still been killed and are still in the warehouse. They just can't get to the restaurant, Marv.
Oh,
they changed their couriers, the way that people used to apply. They've had to close down all the restaurants. All of them, yeah. They haven't got any chicken to sell.
Sorry, which distribution?
All of them.
All of the distribution centres.
They changed suppliers.
Right.
And the supplier's gone, oh, we can't do this. And KFC have gone, oh.
You think they'd pilot it, Ben, a phased approach.
No, they just went for it. And
I'd love it if it was just a couple of cheeky people just going in and going, yeah, we can, we'll do that for 50 quid.
No, it's quite a big company, I think. I'm just going on the BBC website, just type in the words KFC, see what it comes up with.
This is great advertising for KFC. By the time the chicken comes back, people are going to be chomping at the bit.
Or chomping at the...
Don't.
Almost 700 of KFC's 900 outlets have reopened today. following a chicken supply fiasco that began about
the BBC said they've labelled it a fiasco
that began about a week ago and forced many stores to shut their doors. However, the fast food chain has not said how many are serving a full menu.
Oh, shut those doors.
I know. KFC said on Wednesday that some would remain closed for the rest of the week, whilst others will have shortened hours, Marv. It's been an absolute disaster. But it has raised the question, are people that reliant on the Colonel nowadays? Because there was a lot of angry people. And, you know, I've been to KFC. I went once a while ago. The last time I went was on a stag do.
Yeah.
And, I didn't really like it, and I've not been back. And you know, I'm not swampy. I'm not like a militant vegan. I'm still I class myself as a carnivore, who you know hasn't got a problem.
Oh, I mean, you'd tear a sparrow up if you had the chance.
If it was deep fat fried, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Landing here, birdie, come on.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
It's pretty awful, Ben. Yeah, you're basically trying to entice a pigeon into a deep fat.
Not a pigeon. I won't eat anything. A sparrow. Right, where was I going with that?
It's worse that it's a sparrow.
But.
Pigeons
just,
deserve to die. They're kind of recognised food these days. But a lot sparrow, Ben, that's been weird. It's tiny little legs just springing
it's
out.
Been like a crisis helpline has had to be opened about how you can cook your own at home and stuff like this. It's like, come on. And it's cheaper, isn't it, to cook the food at home? You want to make southern fried chicken at home? It's quite easy, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, the thing, I mean, yeah, that's an ill-advised argument anyway. It's easy to make a sandwich at home, but people go to Subway. It's just a convenience, Ben. The weird thing about KFC specifically is how awful it actually tastes. I mean, you know, there's things at Burger King which you kind of go to and have, like, you know, you're driving somewhere and you stop at a
service. The fries are nice.
And you get, yeah, the fries are nice. Right. You can get away with that. You know, I don't mind a Big King. It tastes a bit different and all that. You know, at McDonald's, again, it's awful, but one of those double cheeseburgers for 79p.
Marv.
Okay.
I went to McDonald's on the way up to Blyth.
Oh, yeah?
A couple of weeks ago.
Did you have a filet fish?
I had a coffee. Because that's the only thing I'd buy from there.
Sure, fine.
Because it's cheap.
But then KFC are a step down from that. I've only had KFC once, and that says a lot for me in fast food. It was awful. I had chicken. I had their gravy.
Ooh. What was that like? Is it gravy?
Oh, no, not like I tasted before, but that was supposed to be amazing. It's a special gravy.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed this review of fast food outlets. Just to even things up, we ate Wimpy once. That was nice.
Yeah, it was all right.
And there was used to be Alan's Chicken as well near the Odeon. That's no longer with us. Remember Alan? There was a picture up of Alan meeting the Colonel once in the...
Do I remember Alan?
You've been listening to the Friday Night Shindig here on FC Radio.
2015 reference.
Radio for FC United of Manchester. A big thank you for listening.
You're welcome.
We'll be back on Saturday live with FC Live.
It's three good jokes FC that's United, in the last 20 seconds of the show.
FC United against Telford live from the new Buckshead Stadium. And also on Sunday, we've got Women's Team Live, Mirzir El Bootle against FC United live from Bootle.
And we're going to finish on that new jingle that we recorded earlier on. So see you later, everybody. Shindig, Shindig Radio, Friday night with Ben and Marv, football talk, Shindig Radio.
Am I out of time on this?
I think we're both out of time. I said I see, would it, I said I see.